Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Elisha.
Hello. I was wondering what services you all provide.
Okay, yes, ma'am. We have different products such as dietary products, male enhancements, watches, earbuds. We also have a meal planning app as well.
Okay. I received a watch in the mail, I believe, from you guys, but I didn't purchase it.
Okay, let's see. And you received the watch, which you didn't purchase?
Yes.
All right. Can you provide me with your zip code and your address?
Yes. Hold on 1 second.
It's 823 Judy Lane, Sykesville, Maryland, 21208.
And your name?
William Uphoff.
And what's your zip code?
21208.
Thank you.
Thank you for actually talking to us, because I just called and somebody hung up on me.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of that today, and I think it's the same person that's just doing that.
It's a gentleman. He just like said the
Yeah. He'll say disconnecting the call because he can't hear you.
Yes, and then
I've been getting a lot of most of my calls have been from that person. Yeah.
He was just trying to like get the information, or
I've been getting a lot of that today. People will say, "Can you hear me?" And I'll be like, and I'll say, "Yes." And then they'll say, "Oh, okay," because the last person I talked to didn't hear me.
Right. So. As I said, "I'm sorry, I can't hear you. The call is being disconnected."
Yeah, most of my calls I've been for the last 2 hours. That's what I've been getting. Yes, ma'am. All right. And let's see. What was the address again?
823 Judy Lane.
No, that's not it. I'm not sure why you received the product. I'm not pulling up anything. Did it have your name on the product?
It's my brother. It's William Uphoff, and it's a smartwatch.
Let's see. Let me try looking it up with the phone number. Do you know his phone number?
443-740-4811.
And the first three digits was 443, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, not pulling up anything.
But it didn't come with anything either. It just came with the watch and, like, no accessories, no plug-ins, no nothing.
Okay. Do you know if a payment or anything was taken out of the account?
I don't think so, but it's just...
What I would advise is check your bank account or his bank account and check to see if a payment was taken out, like a small payment or whatever amount it could be. Check to see if a payment was taken out, and the number that's next to that charge should be the person that the other company you should contact.
But I'm just saying, what would it say on the bank statement?
I'm not sure. It'll probably be like I'm not sure. It'll just be like a tech company or something like that.
A tech company?
Yeah,
how
like
would a tech company get a credit card if he didn't order anything?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, if he processed the, if something was taken out of his account or anything like that, because I'm not pulling up anything in our system that stated that he ordered it with us.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer service.
Yep. You have a great night.
You as well.
Bye.